So I'm joined by Jill Miller, Senior Performance Auditor, to talk today about our new report on modern apprenticeships. Jill, what's this report about?
In 2012-13, £75 million was spent on modern apprenticeships. Skills Development Scotland is the body responsible for administering apprenticeships on behalf of the Scottish Government, and this includes distributing the £75 million of funding to train and assess apprentices. Our report looks at whether our SDAs have spent this money well and whether it offers best value.
So what have you found?
The annual number of new apprentices has increased in the last 5 years. In 2008-09, just over 10,500 individuals started an apprenticeship. In 2012-13, this increased to just under 26,000 people. One of the reasons for the increase is that in 2011-12, the Scottish Government introduced an annual target of 25,000 new apprenticeship places. Skills Development Scotland has achieved this in each of the last 2 years, despite the uncertainty of employer demand and what has been challenging economic circumstances. Over this time, spending on apprenticeships has increased by 24% in real terms. In 2008-09, spending was around £60 million a year, and this increased to around £75 million a year in 2012-13.
So what else did you find?
Around a quarter of Skills Development Scotland's annual apprenticeship budget is on apprentices in the first year of their training. The majority of the budget, which is around 75%, is on apprentices who are in year two or later of their training. There's a risk that this percentage may increase due to the Scottish Government's prioritisation of apprenticeships which are more expensive and take longer to complete. This means that Skills Development Scotland will need to continue to monitor the financial sustainability of meeting the 25,000 start target within its current budget limits.
So you say that they're going to have to monitor how financially sustainable meeting the 25,000 new start target is. What do you mean by this? Are you saying it's not sustainable?
The Scottish Government has a number of apprenticeship priorities. For example, it expects SDS to maximise the number of apprenticeships for 16 to 19 year olds and those at higher qualification levels. It also asks SDS to continue to increase the number of apprentices who finish their apprenticeship training. Meeting these priorities is expensive, as it often means that individuals are on their apprenticeship training for longer. Currently, around 75% of their annual apprenticeship budget is on those individuals who are in year two or later. There is a risk that if SDS continues to meet the Scottish Government's priorities, that this percentage will increase. This means that SDS will need to monitor how affordable it will be to continue to have 25,000 new apprentices every year within its current budget limits.
You set out to establish whether modern apprenticeships were providing value for money. You don't entirely seem to have been able to do this. Why not?
It's important that public sector bodies set clear aims and objectives for any policy initiative that it has, and there also needs to be appropriate performance measures in place. These things are needed in order to assess whether the initiative is successful and whether value for money is achieved. In 2007, the Scottish Government stated that its primary aim for modern apprenticeships was economic development, and since then it's set a number of apprenticeship priorities. However, the current performance measures focus on things like the number of individuals starting apprenticeships and the number who are completing their apprenticeships. Performance measures do not focus on what the long-term benefits of apprenticeships are, such as sustainable employment. More specific long-term aims and objectives, along with better outcome measures, are needed in order to assess whether apprenticeships are value for money.
So what do you want to see happen now?
We've made a number of recommendations to the Scottish Government and Skills Development Scotland to help improve the administration of apprenticeships. This includes the Scottish Government confirming that its overall aim for modern apprenticeships is still valid. And alongside that, we would like to see it develop specific objectives to support this overall aim. We would also like to see the Government make sure that these aims and objectives are well publicised to all organisations involved in modern apprenticeships, along with employers and individuals. In addition, the Government, working with Skills Development Scotland, needs to develop more appropriate outcome measures, such as increased earnings and sustainable employment. This will help them to understand what the long-term benefits of modern apprenticeships are. Understanding these long-term benefits should allow funding to be directed to the apprenticeships which offer the most value to individuals, to employers, and to our economy.